Mark's App of the Week on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Matt Porter's with me from Matt Porter Web Design. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
And
you managed to get here okay? No problems with yellow boxes or keep clear? Or
No. It was a fairly uneventful journey
Glad to hear it. Well, hopefully on the way home it will be just the same as everybody obeys the yellow box rule.
And I don't get chased by cyclists raging at me.
Have you had a moment, have you?
Last week, yeah, okay. I had a cyclist.
Do you want to get it off your chest?
No, it's okay, I've only just got over it.
Time for App of the Week, and this week, so get your tablet out, get your mobile phone out, jot it down. Yojo is an apprenticeship app which has been launched here by the County Council. Yojo.
It has indeed, yes. It's an app which is to assist with young people finding apprenticeship placements around the county. And it also, aside from that, it has links and help and guidance to help them, you know, with advice and things like that. There's contact numbers and all kinds of things like that on there, which is very good. The actual app itself for finding a placement is marvellous because it has multiple categories of types of job.
I mean, there's so many different apprenticeships these days, aren't there?
It does, yeah. There's, for instance, administration, advanced manufacturing, construction, creative industries, health and leisure, ICT, leisure and tourism, and retail. I read them all out so that I didn't miss anybody. Mm. And it also allows you to select those individual categories if you want to, and you can also put search term at the top there if there's anything particular. But if, for instance, I put in there ICT and then did next, it will then go and do a search, and it's location aware, as many of these apps are, so it knows where I am geographically, so it can show me how many miles away a particular apprenticeship is. So, you know, there's obviously Suffolk's a large place, it could be 30, 40 miles away, but in this case I've found one at the top here, which is an apprenticeship but customer service support, which is 0 miles away. And in that description, when I click on it, it will show me the weekly wage because they differ slightly. Mm-hmm. Some of them, I think I might go and do one.
I mean, I'm a big fan of apprenticeships. I did one when I left school, like, because you earn and learn at the same time.
I actually did what was called at the time Youth Training Scheme.
Yep. So young.
Before that, it was YOP. Youth Opportunities Programme, but it was Youth Training Scheme, which effectively was like an
YTS,
apprenticeship, YTS, which is great because I went to college and on day release and also had in-job training, and I believe this is kind of the same thing. Mm. So, yeah, there's different – so some of these placements pay more. I think this one particular, there's one here, £93 per week, but there's someone that I found was £180 a week, which
Blimey.
I thought was quite a nice little wage. So you can go in, and what you can do is apply directly from the app as well. So there's a button there saying apply now, and it gives you a route through to the website where you can fill out your application form. So it's a very nice app.
Good.
And it's difficult for young people to find work at the moment. I mean, we hear about it on the news all the time. I think that the young people are possibly one of the highest levels of not being in work.
They are. Yep.
So this is a great way of encouraging youngsters, I don't want to sound like an old fogey by saying that, but youngsters to go out and find themselves a career they actually want to do. Because I think that's a problem. At a young age, you really don't know what you want to do in life. So by having a good browse through these things, you might start off in the right direction and not regret it later on.
You're a big fan of this one, aren't you?
Yeah, it's good. I think anything. Yeah. I mean, I had a conversation with my son over the weekend because he's looking at universities.
Yep.
So I sort of switched into that mode of, you know, young people thinking about the future and the outside pressures that you can feel from parents or grandparents that you should be going off and getting a job or training to do a career in a particular field because it might have good prospects, not because you might enjoy it and find it something that you want to do for the rest of your life. Such as, you know, you're obviously in your dream job yourself. Maybe when you left school, you didn't think that you wanted to do that.
Or go and might- get